I gotta do to win. This life is sin to put me in. The devil in the dagger skin.
The exorcist is scary.
I don't pretend I got a heart of gold, but keep it buried deep. Cause everybody wanna catch me slipping while I'm in the streets.
Nope.
I told you all
I barely sleep.
I suffer from insomnia. Sometimes I pass the time, I play the blues on my harmonica. Don't like the drama, still ain't got a baby mama or a bitch. I'm focused on this music shit, making hits and getting rich. So when you beat that dusty pit, the dagger knocks it out the park. Roll a blunt and spark, the laughing nigga like that Kevin Hart. You like to bark but never bite. Niggas keep their muzzle on, I let it carry on. I'd rather get some drinks and guzzle on to write a song.
Call Red,
hit the stew and lay it out. Put copies in the people's hands so everyone can play it out. This is what I'm all about, but niggas want that other side. When I be on that crazy shit with all the guns and murder rhymes, so listen up, I'll make it clear, everyone can hear my words.
Fuck with me,
I'll leave you floating. I ain't talking weed or birds up the river.
Stupid nigga,
no one's there to witness
nope.
it. And if you ask for something, make sure it's what you want to keep.
Are you down on your luck?
Fuck it, nigga, keep your head.
When the going gets tough,
fuck it, nigga, keep your head.
Is your life that rough?
Fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up and keep your head up.
When you're down on your luck,
fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
When the going gets tough,
fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Now is your life that rough?
Fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up and keep your head up. I don't care about your laziness.
Nope.
I'm focused on my craziness. They smoking, I'm the haziest. My ex made me the shadiest.
No
more trust for anybody. Nigga, bitch, it doesn't matter. All I want is money. That's the only thing I'm going after. Up the ladder, gotta climb. Waste your time, but never mind. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but keep their ass behind the line.
Do
your crime and cross the line so I can make you understand. Something like a poltergeist.
What's cracking with you, Caroline?
Or son of Sam, a psycho killer. Dagger, don't know how to act. I'm killing every Libra. My new alias is Zodiac. Chip is on my shoulder still, but still resist the urge to kill. The bottom line and let it happen. Never should have made the deal. All I feel is emptiness. My body moves on all of it. Smoking, drinking, dropping tracks. That's all I got. I can't deny it. Hey, I like it.
Simple life.
No drama, stress free. I'm all alone, but that's okay, cause maybe it's my destiny. A lot of greats don't get the hell, so it's just me, myself, and I. And those few that keep it true, I fuck with y'all. Ride or die. For anyone that tried to harm the dagger, tried to make it fall, I only got three words for you.
Fuck all y'all.
Are you down on your luck?
Fuck it, nigga, keep your head.
When the going gets tough,
fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Is your life that rough?
Fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up and keep your head up.
When you're down on your luck,
fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
When the going gets tough,
fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Now is your life that rough?
Fuck it, nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up and keep your head up.
Good, bad, happy, sad, protected mom, abused a dad, a happy childhood is something that the dagger never had. Still, I find the strength and skills to hurdle any obstacle. My body shows the pain, but most of it is psychological.
Crazy.
Every struggle overcame it, framed it, moved it in the past. Niggas out they fucking mind and bitches moving fucking fast. I mean it though, flashy cats, bitches flipping fucking fast. I want a girl that got her own, that's why a bitch don't ever lie. Fucking all these niggas for your phone bill and utilities. You ain't on the track,
but you still hoeing.
You ain't fooling
nope.
me. Niggas, I ain't hating if you gotta go and spend your chips. Dead broke or filthy rich, I still will never pay a bitch.
I'd rather dislike like back in school to play the fucking fool again. So I'ma keep it ice cold.
You don't want the hooligan.
Keep it clean, but if you call me dirty,
I'ma show you messy.
When I'm done, I'm going to the UK.
What's cracking, Desi?
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. You tuned in. It's officially Fuck You Friday. And what a fucked up Friday it is, man. Across the board on everything. I'm just so just through. You know what I mean? When you just at that point where just everything, like, and I know, like I said, I'm always trying to preach positivity and everything like that, but man, it's just seeing what's going on, things that are happening. I mean, it's so hard to be positive and to stay positive in a fucked up world. All right? So, but again, let's start it off the show as we always do. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slash Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with Queen V. And of course, again, like I said, no Fuck You Fridays. But thank you very much, Topaz. Without you doing what you did, I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing. So, good looking out. Shout out to all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music thing. Again, without y'all doing what y'all doing, wouldn't have no music to play. Although we're not listening to no music tonight, you already know how we get down on Fuck You Fridays. But like I said, keep sending in your music. I will always find a place to play it. There's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure I get it. It will be put in rotation. All right, and last but not least, just anybody out there, y'all. Anybody out there that supports the show, take time out of their day to listen to the show, support these independent artists, talk about the show, post about the show, share the links about the show. Like I said, if you fucking with Bang Out Radio, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, what the hell? All right, so But yeah, you know, let's, I mean, I don't even know where I want to start with this Fuck You Friday because, again, there's just so much fucked up shit going on in the world right now. I mean, in my personal life, I mean, let's just do the broad strokes of what I could be talking about tonight. I mean, let's talk about me today. Now, today, motherfucker, I got sideswiped by a big ass 18-wheeler trailer and shit. So I got sideswiped by a trailer, so my car's total, so I have no vehicle. All right, so that's fucked up. Now, my insurance pays for the rental car, but I can't go get my car rental because I don't have any money on my credit card for them to hold. So, fucked up number two. you know, it's just, so I'll talk about that a little bit later. And then, you know, I don't like saying things like that because then, you know, I want to talk about that situation, but I mean, what the fuck? I'm like, so what? You're in a car accident. What about these kids that just got killed up in Connecticut today? You know what I mean? 20 kids. 20 kids. I'm not going left, so I'm going to back up. Hold on, you know. It's raining. Motherfuckers over here can't drive. I'm looking at an accident in the middle of the street right here, and he's telling me I got to go the way I don't want to go. So I'm turning around. I'm not going that way. Y'all got to excuse me. Oh, man. But, yeah, these kids out here, I mean, and that's – and I just don't – this is what I mean. I don't know what the fuck is going on with the world nowadays. I mean, kids killing adults, adults killing kids. Nobody got no respect for nada. I mean, I just don't understand. You know, I'll talk about that situation a little bit. I'll talk about these other situations. You know, I've been watching these videos, and I've seen a few videos where people are actually out here abusing kids as well, not just killing them, like abuse, like beating the shit out of little kids that are like 1-2 years old that can barely stand, socking them like grown men and throwing them around and everything, and that's bothering me. Oh, man, might have a religious talk a little bit. I mean, cause this is one of those, I'm just having one of those moments where it's like, where's, you know, I don't want to sound like a blasphemous or anything like that, and of course I'm not the holiest person in the world, but for those that are, it's like, you know, what's your viewpoint on God in this situation? You know, there's another question. How does he stand in this, or how do you feel he should stand in this? Like, because, I mean, faith is definitely being tested. You know, especially mine, faith, you know, trust, all these things are just, don't know where to go with that. You know, we'll talk about that a little bit if I got time. But then I also hope I get the beer for all the time, 2 hours. Because also, look at this shit, right? Piece of new shit I just found out. I got a fucking letter today from AT&T, because, you know, I roll with AT&T, you know. And they're telling me that they're going to cancel my service if I continue using my cell phone for the radio show, which is weird. And the letter they sent me says some shit like, well, you're not allowed to use your free minutes in conference calls and this, that, and everything. So I'm like, oh, what? These motherfuckers knew I'm really using it for this shit, huh? But that was a trip. But on top of that, it's like, oh, so now I can't even... You know, I can't even use my cell phone, which, you know, is going to really hinder and dampen a nigga's situation because it's hard for me to either be situated. Like I said, now I'm going to have to always either be situated, you know, in one place or, you know, risk them shutting off my whole phone. Because they said they're going to shut it off, like point blank clear, like, fuck it, you ain't getting no more calls, you know what I mean? You ain't doing none of that. And that was a trip as well because it's like, oh, well, that's fucked up. Like, how you just gonna cancel out a nigga whole shit? You know, it's not like, oh, excuse me. Well, can I drive right here? Yeah, I can. How y'all gonna cancel out a nigga whole shit? Like, I'm not using, I mean, it's my minutes. I'm paying for them and everything, too. So it's like, why are you even worried about that? Why does it even matter? So, like I said, y'all, and then, you know, when it rains, it pours. It's raining as we speak now. So, I mean, that's something else that's fucked up. I mean, I like the rain. I like the coldness sometimes. But, I don't know, it's just a dark day right now across the board, all right? So, luckily, it is Fuck You Friday, so I can sit here and cuss and react how I want to and I just don't know where to go. So again, I'm sorry if I'm gonna be a little pessimistic today about things. We're gonna try, like I said, we're gonna try to see. Hopefully, I'll be here for the whole 2 hours with y'all. If I gotta cut out early, I'll let y'all know. But I was even thinking about canceling the show. Like, man, fuck it, I'm still on my cell phone now, even knowing that they might take it out. So I keep telling y'all, don't act like the dagger don't care about Bang Out Radio, all right? Because I'll be doing whatever I got to do to make sure this motherfucker stay on. But I got to go inside the store real quick, y'all. So hold on. Well, not this, though. Just the gas station. I'll give me some cigarettes. A few cigarettes real quick. Hold on. Man, your boy got issues. No weed, no drink. I mean, how fucked up can one man be?
And how much
is the wine like a mop? Let me get a wine like a mop. And
that's 25. Put the change on front.
That 5?
Huh?
18.
She's turning it on. Huh? Pull up.
I'm sorry, I need some Newport 100s.
Newport 100s?
Thank you, sir. Man. So, yeah, y'all, so I just don't know. It's... I mean, what can a nigga really say? That's always tough too. It's like, what do you really say? What can you really do? What can we sit here and discuss that's gonna really make things any better? You know, and the answer truly is not a motherfucking thing, because talking don't get nothing done. And it's sad, you know. I sit here and run a talk show, you know, part talk show, part music show, but I run a talk show, and you know, I'm the main one talking about talking, don't do shit, and what I do mostly is talk. But that's why I keep telling you, I only hear on the radio because, I don't know, maybe somebody agrees with me, maybe somebody thinks like I do, maybe y'all might be having the same emotions and feelings, and I'm just the only one out here saying it. I mean, I don't know. But, damn, that car is fucked up. It almost looked like my shit. Damn, motherfuckers can't drive in the rain and everything, man. This motherfucker is crazy. So, I don't know. Let's look into shit in more detail. All right. Now, if you do want to call in, 661-621-7559. Again, I am mobile, though, so I'm going to try to keep tabs on bringing in callers, but I can't make promises right now, so bear with me, okay? But hold on. I ain't even got the shit loaded up on my phone. See, I'm tripping. See, I'm acting really dumb. But let's start with what happened to me today. All right. Now, And this is why I always also get so frustrated, because every time I get to a point where it's like, okay, you know, I'm focused, I'm doing this, I'm doing what I got to do, I always got to, you know, I'm doing the right things, I'm taking the right steps, you know, but it's just like shit always fucking happens, even when I'm not asking for it. You know, so, you know, I take responsibility for shit when I put myself in situations or when I involve myself in things. Excuse me. You know, I take responsibility for certain things, for things that I feel I should take responsibility for. But it's like whenever I clear my mind, I get focused, whenever I get some kind of confidence, okay, I'm good, I'm going to get this going, that's when something hits me like, damn. And literally, something hit me today, like literally an 18-wheeler truck. You know, the irony of this shit, if you know what irony is, the ironic thing about the whole thing is that I've been in a few accidents before, you know, some my fault, some not, but I've been in a few, you know, a few little minor fender benders, you know, but it was always cars, nothing really major or anything like that. And then I get hit by a big-ass truck, and I ain't never been hit by a truck before, but it's funny because where I work at is a training facility for truck drivers. Ain't that some ironic shit? I ain't never had to deal with nobody's big-ass trucks or whatever, anything like that before, ever in life, never had an issue with them or whatever. I work for a trucking company for a year, and then I get hit by one. That's already some ironic shit right there off top. That's number one. Now, also, here's what's going on. Here's what happened. Now, see, but it's, again, I got to take responsibility of some things, too. It's my fault. See, my ass should have got up on time to go to work. I was supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock. I was like, I woke up, saw the clock. I'm like, oh, man, fuck that shit. I'm tired. You know, I'm going to lay down extra. I'll go in an hour later. You know, that's fine. So I go in an hour later. I wake up later. If I would have got up and took my ass to work on time, I wouldn't have been in that situation, or, you know, it wouldn't have, there. So there's that. So that was fucked up. But the fact that I was still going to work, you know what I mean, is fucked up. Like, man, I'm on my way to fucking work. So I'm driving down the street, and I'm in the lane closest to the curb. No, I'm on the inside lane, and the truck's on the lane to the left of me, you know. But I come from behind the truck, you know, I see the truck, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go around. I'm not going to drive around behind this bitch. And I'm just driving. I'm going alongside the truck, you know, get going. And then all of a sudden I hear crack. Like, what the fuck, you know? And I'm wondering where the fuck the crack came from. And then no sooner did I hear crack, than I hear boom. Like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, and now, the side of my car is just dead. The back tire blew out. Boom, like pop. So now I'm grinding on the cement. What are all these people doing in the street? Come on, y'all. See, this is how people get hit. Everybody okay? Okay. But, all right, y'all, wait, hold on real quick. Gotta take another little pause real quick. I gotta go in here and drop something off, and then I'm gonna come back and come back and finish this conversation. I gotta run inside my mama's house real quick, which is it's always a pleasantness. So if y'all hear something, y'all just know it's my mama. So y'all motherfuckers don't be talking shit either. You know, because of your mamas, y'all be cool. So leave my mama alone. Hold on. Hold on. Excuse me. I'm on shit time. I swear these people next door just be waiting for you to move that car. All right, I'll be back. Well, I'll let you know. I'm not taking your car though. Your keys are on the hood. All right, Charlie, we gotta go down to the park. That's the only place I can really talk freely. And see if my ride shows up. Which I doubt. With my luck and everything, I doubt anything that's supposed to happen is actually going to happen. But let's find out. But also gives me a chance to smoke. It gives me a chance to smoke. Can't smoke at mama's house. You know, mama's against smoking. So. But all right, so. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. All right, hold on. I gotta hold on real quick again. I'm sorry. Gotta make a conference call that I'm not supposed to be doing, but hold on, y'all. Hold on. I'm sorry. Damn, man, it's cold out here. Cold. All right, y'all. Sorry about that. We back fully official. But, yeah, as I was saying, the fucking, so I'm on my way to work. I'm in the inside lane. Motherfucker, and I'm missing the Lakers game. Oh, my back. All right, y'all. See, all the way fucked up. And then I hang up the damn show. So, all right, let me get situated, gather myself to the this cold-ass park. But yeah, I'm driving on the inside lane. All right. Now, like I said, I hear the crunch. Bam. Then all of a sudden, like I said, I just didn't realize that the motherfucker was going to come over like that. So then it grinds, and basically, the shit that really fucked up my car, because, you know, I don't know if y'all noticed these big rig trucks and anything, but it was one of them big rig trucks who had the nuts and bolts on their tires on the outside, so they were, like, really big. You know, and that shit had grinded down the side of my car. So, tire blows out. Now, like, okay, I ain't got no control. You know, I lose all control of the car. It's vibrating. And shaking like a motherfucker, making all kind of noise. I'm like, oh, shit. Now, because of that, it bumps me back in the other direction. So now I'm heading towards back towards the curb. Hit the curb, like, boom. Now my front right side of the car is all fucked up. The tire. That blows. So now I got three busted tires. So, and I'm trying to control the car so I don't swerve back into traffic or hit back into the truck. So I kind of, like, aim the car a little bit because I'm, like, sliding. I don't got no real control. I'm just kind of, like, sliding. So I'm like, okay, well, you got to control the slide. Control it. Like, I'm trying to control it. And luckily, there's a driveway open right there. So I kind of just slid into the driveway, like, and landed. And then the motherfucking trucker goes, get out the truck, Mexican, man. Sorry, Mexicans. Like I said, if I got many Mexicans listening, I'm sorry. Y'all people, man, y'all be fucking with me sometimes, man. It bothers me. Of course, the Mexican will hop out the truck like, man, what happened? What the fuck you mean what happened? You know what happened. You're shitting me. So I'm asking, you don't know what the fuck just transpired. You hit me. It ran me off, damn, it ran me off the road. Look at my shit. That's what happened. Look at my shit. That's what happened. You did that. What happened? The hell? And I'm just so hot. Like I said, y'all hear me, those that tune in, y'all listen, y'all. Every day I try to be positive. I try to look for positive things to think about and things like that. But it's so hard when shit like this happens. Let me keep going. Right? So we get out. Basically, they were me. So why'd you swerve over to the road? What you mean? Why the fuck did? Why? How you sound? You sound fucking stupid. I would intentionally swerve right next to you. You know, and I see the big ass trailer truck and shit. My little car is not gonna take on no trailer, so I swerved into you because I had shit else to do. Fucking sound like an idiot. And if you look at it in the situation, you look at the pictures. Any CIS motherfucker gonna know that you hit me. But I went over the line. Then, hold on, I got some. Hold on, I took my sugar. Then, he hops out, woo, this, that, or whatever. Now, because of the noisy shit, and we're on a major street, but I mean, you know, the sub major streets, it's not residential and shit there, right? Like I said, I landed in the driveway. So now the residents are starting to come out and everything, what's going on? I heard the noise. Everybody trying to come see what's up. And, of course, everybody that comes out is a Mexican. Again, no offense. But the first thing this dude do, the trucker, he starts talking to the people that just came out of the house. He starts talking to them. You can say they over there talking in Spanish and shit, pointing and shit and everything, like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I hope you don't think that they're trying to say these motherfuckers is witnesses and shit, because wasn't nobody out here when it happened. These motherfuckers came out afterwards. So the family tried to call these people witnesses and everything like that, but that's what they was doing. I know people. You can look at a situation and see somebody conspiring or something like that, and they was trying to get their story straight and shit. Because, you know, truckers, when they get in accidents or something happen with them, they lose their license, they lose their job, that's it. So that trucker was probably sitting up there trying to cover his entire ass. And you know what else I found out, or how else I know this, is because, like, another tow truck pulled up, saw the situation, you know, a black dude, like, okay, we got a nigga now, like, you know, saw the situation, was like, what's going on, what's up, whoop, whatever. He was just trying to hang, you know, just see what was up and going on. He probably wanted me to get a tow or whatever, but, you know, I got AAA, I didn't need it and everything, but he pulled up. But he's sitting there just looking at the situation, like, yeah, it's probably total, man, it's just fucked up. He just said it's all. Like, you can look at the damage and see that he had to run into you. There's no way you can do that if you ran into him. But the funny part was, he asked one of the dudes, cause look at, keep in mind, the whole time, all these Mexicans that was inside or outside right now, his supervisor or whatever or something was called out to come and assess the situation and everything. He's taking my information. He's taking these Mexicans and hanging outside information and everything so that, I don't know, for records or whatever, anything like that, or in case they said, claim they were witnesses. And then when the tow truck dude, everybody leaves, I'm still there, and I'm trying to get, you know, waiting on the tow truck and everything. The tow truck guy who came, not from AAA, but the one who just, black dude who just happened to see what was going on, he gonna ask one of the supposed Mexican witnesses, like, so, he asked, like, yeah, so you saw what happened? He's like, yeah. Oh, so what happened? Mexican nuke, I don't want to talk about it. Oh, wait, so you're supposed to be a witness, but you can't give us your side of the statement on what happened? And then the motherfuckers want to go in the house. Like, no, we're going to go in the house. Nobody's going to say that. You know what I mean? Then they walk away and go in the house. What the fuck type of shit is this? You already know you up to some bullshit if that's how you're about to react to that. Because if you was really a witness, you know what I mean, and you stood by your statement, you should be able to tell your statement as you said it to him or to whoever, or whoever you're going to tell it to. So, all right, that's some foul shit that's about to transpire. You know what I mean? And then it's like, black folks can never get the police when we actually want the police. I called the police because I wanted to write a police report, have them come out and everything like that, just so I can cover my ass and everything. Police don't even show up. Number one, I call 911. I'm on the phone for 5 minutes, damn near, 5-6 minutes getting bounced from department to department to figure out, you know, who's gonna be able to come out here to take a report. So I got LAPD, where I got 911 operated. They transferred me to some Gardena office. Then they said it was an LAPD matter. Then it was this, that, transit, or whatever. You know what I mean? I got transferred all the way around just to get to one person who said, well, is anybody injured? No, nobody's injured. Okay, we'll just take your statements and have the insurance follow up on it. We're not going to send anybody out there. Oh, wow. Yeah, protect, serve, you know, help and everything, right? Yeah, the police. Like, it's just fucking ridiculous. It really is just ridiculous. And I can't understand for the life of me, you know, why shit has to go this way. So that's just the next installment, you know, in the Dagger's life. So now, but luckily, you know what? Okay, Dagger's insured, right? I got insurance. I got renter's insurance, you know, not renter, rental insurance. So you know what I mean? I'm supposed to be able to get a rental car. I should be in a rental car right now. But can't rent a car unless you got a deposit on a credit card. Of course, all my credit cards are maxed out at this time. Cause, you know, Dagger's been going through some financial shit. I don't get paid till Tuesday to even try to put something on it. And then on Tuesday, I got to still make a payment to the girl so I can fix her truck. I just don't know. You know, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous across the board, the shit that they got to deal with. And like I said, this wasn't even my fault. This was my fault. I was just really just chalk it up. Like, you know what? I fucked up. I got to deal with the consequences. But when I don't got to, when it's not my fault, when I shouldn't have to be dealing with shit, it just severely pushes me to a whole nother level on some whole other shit. So, But that's where that situation is now. So now I got to try to come up with some money, hopefully by the weekend, so I can get into a rental car. I got to wait till Tuesday and try to rearrange some shit around so I can get her something and still get a rental. You know what I mean? Nobody really helped me out. Like I always said, you know, when you're going through some shit or when I'm going, when Dagger's going through some shit, there's nobody really I can reach out to. Like, yo, homie, let me put 150 on your car real quick, you know, just so I can get this handled. And they're going to put it right back. I mean, it's just a deposit, so it's okay. And like, I don't got nobody that's going to do that for me. Like I said, I was going to cancel the show. I did the show because, shit, I need to talk to somebody. Like I said, this is my way to let it out, you know. And it amazes me sometimes because, you know, I just feel really alone in a lot of this shit. Which I feel is a little far. That's what I have to be, and that's all I'm going to have to be. But it's fucked up to have to go through shit by yourself. You know, to know that, you know, nobody's really out there that can really, like, truly help, you know, outside of just talking and saying everything's going to be okay or don't worry about it or this, that. I ain't trying to hear all that, you know, because it's not okay. It hasn't been okay. I want it to be okay. I really do. And I'm doing everything I can to try to make it okay. But everything I do, or everything I try to do, every step I try to take, it's like there's something that draws me back, that brings me back. It's like I'm not meant to get to that level or to get on that shit or to get on that type of status. So, like I said, now it's just a waiting game. Just wait and see what happens next, right? What's gonna happen next? Shit, nice. But, of course, like I said, next topic. Despite me, you know, me complaining about this shit or whatever, which is actually absolutely nothing in comparison to fucking 20 kids being killed in a school. What the fuck is this? Like I said, first of all, I can't stand people that do shit to kids. Cause my thing is, if you all big and bad, if you think you big shit, big willy, whatever, all this and everything, then you confront or you go head-to-head or you try to take out somebody that's on your level, you know, try to take out somebody that's trying to be on some shit like you. What the fuck do these little kids do to you? Not a motherfucking thing. Nothing. And I ain't even a parent, you know what I mean? But I know every parent out there is hot. Every parent is upset. Not even, you don't even have to be a parent, but even more so for parents. Because I took it as, if my niece and my nephew, I'll be ready to kill somebody if somebody went after my baby niece and nephew or I found out something transpired. I mean, school is supposed to be a safe place to go. Safe. And I don't know if y'all follow the stories and everything or see the stories, but like I said, a dude went up in there, and from the stories that I've heard or something, it's like his mom worked there. She kind of had something to do with it. He shot her, went rampant on the kid. You know, and these are kids, elementary, like kindergarten to fourth grade. These kids that have shit to do with nobody, have shit to do to nobody, and they're trying to paint colors, learn their ABCs and their times tables. And then to imagine being one of the kids in the situation, to see a grown man just coming in and just start doing that type of shit, man. Nobody deserves that. And I see these videos, you know what I mean? Like I was saying earlier, I see these videos where people are abusing kids and slapping them around. You know, daycare people are fucking up kids and everything like that. And for what? It just looks like this is the world we live in. This is where we're at. This is not even just America. This is the world we're in. This is Earth. Full of just crazy fucking nut psychos. And it just shows you the type of psychos we got out there. I mean, like I said, black folks, we kill each other. You know what I mean? We'll kill each other. We'll kill our girl. We may kill our own kid. You know what I mean? But we ain't going to go on no, we ain't going to go to no elementary school or nothing or no schools or anything like that and just start shooting up everything. You know what I mean? We don't do that. You notice all the school shooting and the mass shootings and everything, these are all white folks out here killing people. you know, Columbine, white kid. Dude that walked up in the movie theater shooting people while Batman was on, white kid. I'm not trying to pull a race car or anything like that, but I mean, it's just, I don't know, some of white folks. Shoot yourself. Shoot yourself. Save everybody the problem. But no, they want to go out and kill everybody else. I mean, I'm just at a loss for words. And I know it's hard for Dagger to be at a loss for words, but I mean, I am, because what is there to really say? What can you say? Nothing's going to make the situation better. Nothing we say or nothing anybody does is going to make the situation any better. And then people say that, you know, we need stricter gun rules, gun control, things like that. And, well, yeah, but I mean, if you increase the gun control, then people are just going to find other ways to get guns. I mean, certain things just aren't going to stop. It's not the rules. It's the people. It's the people. You got to figure out why people do shit like this. Scary part is there may not even be an answer. Some people just do shit. So, and then, you know, these type of situations, and these are things that make you start thinking and wonder. Now let's take it on a biblical sense real quick. Because like I said again, Dad is not a big religious person. I mean, I believe in God, I have faith, I do believe in the afterlife. I mean, I do have certain core beliefs, but I can honestly say that, you know, I question a lot of the things that happen. I question a lot of these beliefs, you know, because like I said, I don't know the Bible like word for word like a lot of people and everything. Like I said, I don't study like that, so I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know it. But there's certain things that, you know, have always stuck out to me when I was in church, you know, my family, things, you know, certain things always stuck with me about God and how he operates and everything like that. And it's like, God, they say God is vengeful. You know, he never gives you hurdles that you can't conquer. You know, his methods, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, there's some big plan. And it's like, okay, now, but then you want to ask the next question, is like, why allow this? You know, what's the big plan behind this? Why do things like this keep happening, even after it's already happened before? It's not like this is the first time people don't went crazy and shot up stuff and everything like that. And they always say, you're going to learn from past mistakes. We're going to learn from this. We're going to learn from this. Ain't nobody learning nothing. Ain't nobody learned shit. And it goes both ways. Not just people killing kids. Yeah, I don't know if y'all heard about this other lady, you know what I mean, who got killed by a 12, 13, and a 14-year-old. Real quick side story on this one. I don't know if y'all heard this story. The kid was following her husband or something, right? Now, asking for cigarettes, like, yo, let me get some cigarettes, baby, get a cigarette. They get all the way to the house. You know, he goes to the house, basically tells him to get on or whatever. The wife comes out. All she says is, she tells him, like, you know what? Y'all need to get a job. And they shot her. Killed her, dead. In front of her, on her front porch, in front of her husband and her baby. They're telling these little niggas to get a job, which they should be going to fucking get, then they would have their own cigarette. You know what I mean? What is the reasoning behind that? So like I said, it makes you start to question certain things. And like I said, for somebody like me who has nothing but hope and faith left, like I said, I don't got nothing else. Nothing else but hope and faith. That's all I got left. And every day that shit is tested, which is I guess is as it should be. Like I said, God tests you, right? Daily you test. But I mean, how many tests do we have to go through before we prove it ourselves? Or you're always going to be tested. You know, there's never an end to the test. It's what you do when things happen. And I mean, you know, but. But is this, like I said, is this what works for the world? Pain, suffering, stupidity, ignorance. Is this what we're all about now? Is this what we are as humans, as people? Because that's all I'm seeing. And then you got, like I said, you got the other people who are acting ignorant to the shit, who act like they don't see nothing going on or don't know shit. You got the people that don't give a fuck whatsoever. And I'm scared. And I admit, I'm scared. I'm scared right now standing here at this park. You know, somebody could walk up right now and shoot me live on the air. Just because that's the type of world we live in. Somebody could drive by and just shoot me right now because they think I'm some kind of gangbanger or something like that, or for whatever little reason or anything, and I can be gone. Daggers live execution, live on Bang High Radio. You know, I hope that don't happen, but it could. Look, nobody expected this shit to happen this morning, and look what happened. That's another thing about life, it's unexpected, but that's where your faith is supposed to be, right? And your hope, right? No matter what, you're supposed to have faith. Walk the line no matter what, no matter what struggles. Get it? Walk. Keep walking. Don't let nothing stop you. Excuse me. But if you keep walking, like I said, despite everything else, if you don't see a goal or if you don't see an end point, then it's like, what are you walking to? Where are you going? And if there is some kind of, and that's what I also was thinking too, like the little things could change everything, but if things are meant to happen, you know, well, everything happens for a reason. Tell me the reasons that all this shit is happening. Tell me the reason. Tell me the reason why 20 kids got to die first thing in the morning at school. Tell me the reason why parents are losing their kids when they think they're safely at school while they're at work and everything. Tell me why, you know. And that's the thing. There are no answers. No real answers. You're never gonna know the real answer. And then where do we go from there? If we don't have the answers to questions, then how can we begin to fix the problems? I said, I don't got them. All I can do is ask questions. You see, but here's the kicker. You know what I mean? I mean, I was just thinking, like, what if I was God? You know, what if I was God? You know what I mean? Or if I think, because you know the last time they did, if you do read the Bible, you know, the flood, when he sent the flood, 40 days, 40 nights, all that kind of stuff and everything, is because they say God was mad at mankind. So he sent the flood, you know, to start over, to erase and basically start over. If you are biblical, you know what I mean? And if you think that, that type of stuff is real, or if that was really what happened, then we're getting ready for something else to come, the rapture or something like that. Because I know if I was God, I would wipe all this shit clean and start over again if it was me. Oh, I flood the shit out. I flood the shit out of the world, like, or something. You know, because look at what we're doing. Like I said, again, that is not a biblical person. I'm not really religious and everything, but like I said, I do have some basis in it and everything. I do know a little bit about it. And it's like when you're given life, you're not supposed to waste it, right? You're not supposed to waste your life. You're supposed to live your life to the best that you can be in whatever that may be. So, but if people are crazy, So then is it like, okay, well, I got to be the best crazy person in the world? I mean, is that it? I mean, and then innocence lost. You know, people that don't got nothing to do with no issues, no drugs. These things, and certain people haven't even had a chance to do anything wrong. Now, if you want to go even further, let's just say, well, so what? These 20 kids will wind up growing up and being some, you know, antichrist or something like that. Like, if you want to think that way, whatever. But no, I mean. It's not. The reality is no. It's a normal dude, you know, somebody that you look at probably walking down the street or whatever that you don't know nothing about. And his kids are people that, you know, don't got nothing to do with nothing, and they just meet us at the wrong place at the wrong time. But it's not even that, too, because these kids are in the school every day. You know, this type of shit is methodically plotted out. I mean, you got to think about what kind of person you are, what kind of person you're dealing with, to sit there and plan something like this. Like I said, go back to the kid story in Connecticut. Dude had like four or five guns. He knew what he was about to go in there and do. He already knew. But, you know what I mean? If you go back to God, like, God, you're all powerful. Why couldn't he have a heart attack that morning? You know what I mean? You knew what he was about to do, right? You know everything. You're everywhere at once. I mean, why would you allow that to happen? And again, I'm not trying to be blasphemous about the whole thing or whatever. I mean, this is some of the things that do go through my head. I mean, and it doesn't, and like I said, my faith and hope can't be shaken, is because, like I said, that's all I got left. And if I lose that, ain't no telling where I may go or what type of shit I may be on. You know, I still want to believe that there's a better plan for me out there. I still want to believe that I'm here for a purpose. I still want to believe that despite everything that's happened to me, despite everything I've faced, despite the hardships I have to come across, despite all that, it is going to be a better pick. What's what I look for? You know, that it's gonna work out. It's gonna, all my hard work, everything that I put in to my life, you know, despite the things I've done wrong, you know, I hope that he knows where my heart is, he knows where I'm trying to be, and I'm going to get to that point as long as I stay focused, don't let things bother me. But how much can somebody take? How much can a person take? How much can you really go through before you actually break? And some people, like I said, obviously these people that go out here and do these type of things, like I said, they broke real easy. They broke real easy, real quick, real early. You know, and there are people on the borderline of breaking. But the one thing that has always stopped me from turning into one of those people is because it was funny because I watch cartoons and shit sometimes. I mean, you find the weirdest messages sometimes in some of the most off-brand places. But I watched the one cartoon, and the guy it was basically a confrontational cartoon where it was like there was a hero and there was a villain, but they were like brothers. You know what I mean? They were taught by the same person, but one went one direction, one went the other direction, right? But then they come back and face each other. And they have a conversation about, you know, what happened in their lives and what turned them from one way to another. Why were you able to stay on the path, and why did you turn and go another direction? And the one that stayed on the path says because he was inspired by a story, you know, that his teacher wrote about him. And in the story he said, you know what? Well, you're the hero. It's about you, the hero, no matter what, faces all kind of hardships, faces this, faces that, but he still makes it, and he still becomes the hero of the story at the end. He's still the hero. Now, if you want to be if the hero changes, then the story changes. You know, because if you change how the hero acts, then what the hero does by the end of the story would not be what he did, you know, before. So you got to think about that. So that's it. Like I said, I'm trying to be the hero. I'm trying to be the right person. I'm trying to be that you know, that even in a sense, that prophecy. I'm trying to be that person. And if I do change, then my story's going to change. Shit, if I were to die right now, like I said, at least I'll be able to say, you know what, I did everything possible that I could in the right way. You know, I've had my hardships. I'm not perfect, but damn it, I did everything I fucking could, and I'm going to go out like that. Fuck you. I hope I get to the end of my story. You know what I mean? I pray it doesn't have to be like that. But if it were to end right now, then I can't say I would be happy about my life because there's still some things that I haven't gotten to do as far as getting situated and things like that. But as far as, you know, not killing nobody, not bringing an unwanted baby into the world or some bullshit, not, you know what I mean, not beating on women, you know what I mean, not abusive kids, you know what I mean, not doing no other than this shit, then I did real good in my life. So that's why I do the things that I do. That's why I do what I do. And that's why I continue to do that, no matter what anybody says, no matter how anybody comes to me about shit. You know, I do what I got to do to be the hero of the story. Because ain't nobody going to change my story. Only person that can really change my story is me. You know, I have the power. And that's the one thing we always have as people, as humans, whatever. And, you know, we still want to be human. That's the one power God gave us, you know what I mean? It's always choice. It's always choice. It's always the decisions you make. You know what I mean? Again, let's backtrack again to my accident situation. If I would have chose to die upon time, then I might have not been in that accident. If I would have chose to go down a different street than I did, then I might have not been in that situation. If I would have chose, you know what I mean, to maybe leave even 5 minutes later or 10 minutes, or, you know, I wouldn't have been in the situation I'm in. But at the same time, okay, if everything happens for a reason, then that happened for a reason. What I went through actually happened for a reason. So then you try to find the positiveness in that, right? Then you try to find the positiveness in why, well, for me, you know, why the fuck did my car get towed? Because maybe, you know, it's time for me to get a new one. You know, I get the insurance off of this, and then I can use that money on a new car or something, right? That's the part, I guess, you know, try to be positive in that. I mean, you don't never know, but in some situations where there is no positivity, like I said, as far as these kids go, where's the positiveness in that? The 20 kids and 6 adults getting murdered. The only positiveness I saw was when the shooter got killed. But somebody should kill that motherfucker first. So, oh man, and then you look at how the world reacts. You know what I mean? You see it on the news. Everybody on Facebook. Oh, you know, I'm heartbroken. Oh, this, that. Oh, you know, prayers go out. And yeah, that's all good. You know what I mean? It is a fucked up situation. I'm not trying to downplay that. But what's all that going to do? What is all that going to do? You think that's going to stop somebody else from shooting some shit up later? You know, what it seems like to me is people are always trying to outdo each other. You know what I mean? I was looking at the body counts. I was looking at the news just a second ago. I wish I remember what it was. They had the body counts from, like, all the little past massacres and shit that have been going on and everything. And the numbers are just getting higher. You know, I saw, I would say, like, 1, like, 14. I was like, 1, like, 5, 12. You know, the Virginia shooting, the college shooting, you know, they had a body count on that one. You know, and the number was just getting larger. The number was getting bigger. You know, ain't the number supposed to get smaller? I mean, am I the only one looking at this shit? Are y'all just, or, you know what I mean? Are y'all seeing what the fuck is going on? You know, looking at the news, I'm looking at the people tweeting about the thing, about the, oh, yeah, we're so hurting. this President Obama, you know, crying and everything. I mean, I understand. I'm not trying to take away from the emotionalness of this, all right? But it's like, okay, then what? Now what? Hold on, quick, y'all. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, I'm back. But, yeah, like, like I said, I'm sad about the whole situation. So I'm in the same boat. Like, I couldn't imagine, you know what I mean, seeing the news and thinking, like, my niece and nephew are in school somewhere or something like that, and to find out that it's their school, plus there's somebody shooting, and then having to find out what happened. Like, I couldn't even imagine. Which is also all part of things. It's like, I'm thankful I ain't got no kids. I don't want to bring no kids up in this world. Parents don't even want to bring their own kids up in this world because they ain't treating them how to act right. It's like nobody gives a fuck. Nobody. They don't give a fuck about the kids. Kids don't give a fuck about adults or respecting their elders. I mean, people don't give a fuck about bus drivers. Girls don't give a fuck about each other. Friends don't even give a fuck about friends. Everything's all about the money or being a ratchet ass bitch. I mean, nobody gives a fuck about shit. And that's what makes shit even harder, is because with all these people out there not giving a fuck, for the few of us that still do, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Why are we the ones trying to be cool, calm, and collective and trying to make sure this world stays together when everybody else is doing the best that they can to blow this motherfucker up? This is why I said before, and I'll say it again. They lucky I ain't God. Like I said, I would have been sent another flood, the apocalypse, or whatever. Everybody be dead. You know, the real righteous, and we just start over, reset. We hit the reset button. Even if I'm included in that shit, I'm saying that shit too. Because like I said, I haven't repented or anything like that. But I just hope that those are my heart is and my intentions and everything. But I mean, if it was my time to go, if I got chosen not to be deemed that, then fine. Like I said, I got to go out with everybody else. But at least the world and those that deserve to really be here will be here. And this is just going on in America. This is just America. Could you imagine? Or do you see some of the shit that goes on in these other countries and these other foreign places and everything like that? Come on. What? I just keep getting frustrated because, like I said, this shit is unnecessary. This shit is unnecessary. Unnecessary. And that's the coldest part. Like I said, unnecessary bullshit. Unnecessary deaths, unnecessary fights, unnecessary, you know what I mean? It's like people are promoting violence. People are promoting this is what's hot now. You know what I mean? You see all these videos and shit. All these fights and everything, every fight that somebody gets in now is on camera because everyone wants to show off either somebody getting their ass whooped or people getting jumped or everything like that or his shot or whatever. But it's about, you know, it's about a spectacle now. You know? Excuse me. This is where we're at. When Facebook first came out, see, this is why I always said I needed like a computer geek. Because I don't remember when Facebook came out. But when it first came out, Facebook was about, you know, hooking up with family that you ain't seen in years or maybe across the world or whatever, you know. hooking up with people with school, you know, you may went to school with. It was about making connections and everything. Okay. Facebook is ratchet city now. Facebook is nothing but people getting caught cheating, ass, you know what I mean, like this page, this page. That's all it is now. People put business out there for other people to see it. And the juicier or the more ratchetness or the more ghetto your shit is, the more people want to watch it. Now, let me be honest. I watch that shit too. You know what I mean? But the reason I watch it is because I need to see, you know, I'm a visual person. I can sit here all day and be like, you know what, shit is like this, shit is like this. Well, I've seen it. I see it repeatedly. I see it all the time. I see how fucked up people can be to each other. I see how fucked up adults can be to kids. I see how fucked up kids can be to adults. I see how fucked up adults can be to each other. I see it. And I watch it, like I said, and it's sad because, like I said, I'm desensitized to a lot of this shit. These little kids, I saw some video or whatever in some country, like I said, in another country, so I don't know what country it was. There were kids in another country who got jumped and beat up, head split open, leaking, bleeding and shit, over the fucking internet. Are you serious? It makes no sense. And that's what pisses me off so much is that if it made sense, we could at least be like, okay, you know, well, this is why this happened. This is the result of that. You know, cause and effect. Reason, and then, you know, action, consequence. But the scariest shit that happens and the scariest shit is the shit that doesn't have a reason behind it. But somebody just did it because they wanted to, because it felt good, because it was Tuesday. They just decided to do it like, fuck it. And there are these people, and they're everywhere, y'all. You can't, I mean, sometimes, I mean, a lot of times you can catch a crazy person. Because like I said, you don't just become crazy. There are signs, there are things to notice, there are some things that people should pay attention to. But since nobody pays attention, then nobody cares, and these people slip through the cracks all the time. These same people, like I said, I'm just waiting, you know what I mean, to find out, because I knew there was some crazy people in my high school, you know what I mean? I still got them on my head sometimes. You know what I mean? I knew there's some crazy motherfuckers in school. I'm just waiting to see if these motherfuckers turn out really crazy when they become adults, or even now, I'm just waiting for one of these crazy motherfuckers to pop up on the news, and I'm like, man, I went to school with him. That was that crazy motherfucker right there. And I'm going to say, I told motherfuckers he was crazy back then. You know, this would be a crazy test. Oh, this motherfucker's psycho. Shoot him now. So, I'm really, and these are the type of things where it's like, I want to be upset about what I'm going through in my personal life and what I got to deal with and everything. But then they say, like I said, there's always somebody worse off, right? Yeah, there's a lot of people, there's like at least 20 parents and families and you know, people worse off than me right now. So it's like, I said, well, why are you pissed off about your situation? Nigga, you'll be all right. You ain't dead. All you know, your family members is dead. I shouldn't feel bad about what I'm going through because there's worse shit in the world going on. So I'm supposed to compare my good, my positive and negativity to somebody else's positive and negative. You know what I mean? Like, that's how is that fair? But life isn't fair. Obviously. Never has been, never will be. Just because you do what you're supposed to do doesn't mean you're going to get what you're supposed to get. Just because, you know, just because you do the right thing doesn't mean the right thing is going to happen to you. Shit. People do the wrong thing and still wind up on top. And still wind up having things work out for them. Like, where's the fairness in that? You know, people do fucked up underhanded shit just to get over. You know what I mean? And the people that they fucked over are left holding the bag. Where's the fairness in that? And then if life isn't fair, and then you know life isn't fair, then what's the point of living it? What's the point of trying? If it's already not going, you know what I mean? If it's already not fair and you already got the answer, then why even do it? Why even go through it? Why even go through the struggle? Why even go through the hassle? It's never going to work out anyway. You know, if I wanted to believe that, if I believe that, you know, I would have killed myself and be dead a long time ago. And I actually said the one time, like I said, I've said it on the show before, there was one time when I actually tried. I did break. But when I broke and I realized, and I realized, well, I don't know what I realized. I just know that death isn't what I want. You know, I'm not gonna do that to myself. You know, if I die or if I'm meant to die or death is in the cards for me or whatever, then there's nothing I can really do about it. You know, if we go back to, you know, God has a plan and this and that and everything, then, you know, there is nothing I can do about it. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. Having had my job, there's the fairness in that. One of the instructors I work with on Halloween night, you know what I mean? I wore my Halloween costume to work. One of the greatest instructors at my job. You know, he was always cool. One of the people that just brought the whole fucking campus to where we were. You know, joyous. You know, just one of the type of people. The good type of people. You know, I'm leaving work. He's the last man I talked to before I leave. All right, man, have a good night. I'm about to go out here and party. First, I'm like, yeah, man, enjoy, man. Be safe. All right, man, cool. Come back to work the next day, 8 a.m. He died last night on campus. Everybody was locking up, leaving, you know, the other instructors and everything. They were all walking together, you know, and then they stopped and realized that he wasn't with them anymore. And they looked back. He's laying on the ground, face down, in a puddle of blood because he just basically dropped and hit the ground. And like I said, he couldn't even catch himself. He was dead before he even hit the ground. You know, just like that. Gone. A good person. Then on top of that, turned in, like I said, the fucking police, again, 911 or whatever, they told us, the other instructor told us they called 911. We're going to hold for like 2-3 minutes. Nobody, you know what I mean, nobody to answer them. They had to, one of the instructors had to hop in his car, drive down the block to the fire station, which is down the block, and bring the ambulance back. Where's the fairness? This man died, so he did nothing wrong, did everything he did to support his family, be the right man, and, you know, be a good person and everything. Good, gentle heart. Just bam, just dead. But this dude over here and all these other people get to shoot up schools and movie theaters and all this shit over here. People, you know, where's the fairness in that? Like I said, y'all got no answers to give me. And I just don't know where I'm gonna go. I'm just like I said, I'm hurt, I'm upset. I'm against the wall, my back against the wall, you know, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, disappointed, sad. You know, I'm all these things right now, not just for me, just for everybody. Because this is shit people should be feeling. And wait, let me take that back. I don't mean people should be feeling sadness. I don't mean, because again, if your life is happy and you're doing what you got to do and everything is working out for you, then by all means, enjoy your happiness. Enjoy it. Savor it. I mean, because ain't no telling when it can go away for whatever reason. And take it from somebody who... you know, never had a whole lot of truly happy moments. You know, and I'm talking from childhood. You know what I mean? Never really had any true happiness moments. If they were, like I said, it didn't last for very long. But if you have that, like I said, you got to enjoy it. Like I said, you got to cherish that shit. You got to do what you got to do to maintain it. Because you don't want to lose it. Because true happiness, you know what I mean? True happiness with yourself, true happiness with those that you deal with your family, with your job, true happiness. I can't even tell you if it's earned. I can't tell you if it's just supposed to happen. I just don't know. All I know is that once you obtain it, you do everything you can to keep it. You do everything you fucking can to keep it. Because you never know, like I said, what's going to happen or where it's going to go or how long it's going to last. You know, they say you have to treat every day like it's your last. But on the other side of that, I mean, how many of us are really just going to, you know, die on a daily basis? I mean, certain people die every day, and, you know, people die every day. But, I mean, every day could possibly be your last, but in reality, most likely it is, it's not. I mean, it just depends. Depends on the lifestyle you live. Depends on the people you're around. Depends on the things that you do. Depends on your health. You know, it depends on a lot of things. So, yes, if you stay focused on your life and stay focused on the things that you do and you don't allow the bullshit to happen, then you may live longer and make it through, you know, more shit than the next person. But like I said, we ain't even there no more. Nobody gives a fuck about their life. Nobody gives a fuck about the next man. Nobody gives a fuck about their kids. Nobody gives a fuck about, you know, their parents. Nobody gives a fuck. That's where we're at now. Nobody gives a fuck. And that's what's actually sad. Like I said, I'm only 30 years old. You know what I mean? And I've seen a lot of shit. And I tell you all the time, I remember back in the day, you know, always respect your elders. You know, these are shit that you was taught. This shit that was learned. And like I said, I ain't the best person in the world. I'm not, like I said, I'm not Jesus and everything like that. I have my shortcomings and everything, but there's certain things I've always done. I've always respected my elders if they deserve respect, and if they didn't deserve respect, then I just remove myself from that situation. You know, you don't go out of your way to fuck with somebody else's shit. You don't go out of your way to be these kind of things. If this is what people are doing right now, why? Because they don't give a fuck. And the fact that it's not even like, okay, well, fine. You don't give a fuck about yourself or anything, then like I say all the time, go fucking kill yourself. But these people don't give a fuck about themselves or anybody else, and they want everybody else to feel the pain that they feel, that they go through every day, that they feel. Like I said, I understand it because I could so easily be one of these people. All the shit that's happened to me, all the shit that I've had to go through, I could so easily try to turn that onto the next person. I could so easily go out here and fuck up something. I be having the thoughts, trust me. Thought about it plenty of times. Anybody that's wronged me, you know, eye for eye, get them back, this, that, fucking up people's shit and everything. I done have all these thoughts. Trust me. I done thought about killing motherfuckers. I done thought about all kinds of shit. But there's a difference. I didn't do it. Because I made a choice. I chose to be the better man. I chose to be the better person despite everything else going on, despite what other people may think, despite what people think about me, despite what I hear out here, despite what I see, despite what fucking BET and the music shows me, despite all this other bullshit. I chose to do right. When everything I wanted to do was the wrong thing. So, like I said, hold on to your happiness. Like I said, I'm going to cut the show short. Like I said, I'm really just out of it right now, and I got to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do with my situation. So I really don't know what more to say at this point. So I'm sorry. But I mean what I say. If you have your happiness, you hold that shit for dear life. Right? And if you're not happy, or if it's not worth it, or if it's not making you a better person, or if it's not making you do better things, or if it's not bringing about a better change for you, you need to let it the fuck go. fuck the bullshit. Fuck not caring. If you don't care about nobody else, care about your motherfucking self. Because trust me, nobody else does. And if they do, that's fine. Like I said, I don't mean it like that. You might have people that actually out there do care for you. But I mean, I'm speaking from my perspective. I feel like nobody gives a fuck. I got to care. If nobody else cares, then who, you know what I mean? Nobody else is going to have my back. Nobody's going to help me do shit. I got to do it myself. And I got to be positive in order to do it. Or as positive as I can be. Like I said, hope and faith. That's all I got. That's all I'm going to hold on to. All right, so again, y'all, thanks for hanging out tonight. I got to cut the show short tonight because, like I said, it's just way too much for me to deal with right now, and I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my car situation and everything else. But I really hope, you know, like I said, prayers out to people in Connecticut right now. Just all the bullshit. Anybody out there going through some shit, anybody out there having issues, anybody out there having problems, I'm saying it's okay. It's not okay, but make the choices you're going to need to make in order to make things better for yourself. And as long as you're making things better for you, then that's positive. So, we'll see you on Sunday. We'll start Sundays from 7 to 9. All right, Triple M Show, Monday, 7 to 9. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with Queen V, 9 to 11. I'm going to be right back here next week on Fuck You Fridays from 6 to 8. And like I said, y'all, be safe. Be aware of what's going on, and be careful, all right? Get it y'all on Sunday night.